When we arrived home, I shook the kids awake, and we went into the house. Emily and Joel quickly undressed in the hallway, stripping off all their clothes in the same way most children instinctively just remove their shoes upon entering their home. I remained clothed, though, and I went into the living room. During the 60-minute drive, I'd partially recovered from my efforts and the kitty gangbang, and my thoughts were centered on further thrills. In the lounge, the TV was on, and currently displayed hardcore pornography. There was no escaping sex in this house. The current feature was a good-quality home video from Italy. A buxom mother was bent over, her heavy tits swinging beneath her, whilst she was cunt-fucked by her 12-year-old son from behind. Occasionally, the camera panned across to another son, in his mid-teens, being fucked in the ass by his father while he masturbated in the face of his pretty little 3-year-old sister, coating her in slimy jizz from head to foot. The sound was turned on low, and the big flat-screen TV, though, the living room filled with sexual passion from the real-life acts of incest taking place. Sitting on the sofa was Judy, wearing just a pair of knee-high black leather boots and a studded dog collar. My wife's legs spread wide as our eldest daughter, Tori, got down on her hands and knees and ate out Judy's cunt. The teenager's tongue working its wonders on her mother, who rubbed her tits and cried out in passion. Casually smoking a joint, Ricky was kneeling behind his eldest sister and fucking her up the ass at a leisurely pace. He nodded at me in greeting and flashed a cheeky grin, my cock beginning to throb as I witnessed the incestuous threesome before me. I took a big ready-made joint resting next to the ashtray and lit it up before sitting on an armchair. It was getting cool outside, and the crackling fire in the big stone fireplace was welcoming. In came Emily and her brother, Joel, both nude, the boy's dick jutting erectly from his hairless groin. They smiled at the fuck session going on and instantly made arrangements to join in. "Move over, Ricky," Joel said. "Fuck me up the bum and I'll take care of Tori." "Hey," his brother whined, "I'm in the middle of buggering our sister here, can't you wait?" "But I need a bum fucking," complained Joel. "I'd have thought being gangbanged would have satisfied you, you little squirt." "Well, you know me, I can't get enough of being fucked up the bum." "Okay," sighed Ricky, easing his dick from Tori's ass. "Come on, kid, I'll fuck you." Tori raised her head from her mother's spread thighs. "Emily, fancy switching places for a while?" she said. "Sure," her little sister replied. So Tori got up, moved aside. Little Emily getting down on the floor, on her hands and knees, she started licking her mother's wet cunt straight away, lapping at it hungrily. Meanwhile, Joel got down behind Emily and pierced her tight ass with his little cock, fitting himself fully into her tight rectum of his sister. Finally, after stubbing out his joint, Ricky shuffled in behind Joel and guided his throbbing rod between his 10-year-old brother's buttock, squeezing up into his ass, the younger boy almost swooning with pleasure as he was dealt the anal treatment that he was so addicted to. Judy was meanwhile hitting climax, her cunt thoroughly eaten out by Emily, while Judy, pulling on her nipples, watched all her children fucking in a train before her. Meanwhile, Tori had come over to me and embraced me, both of us kissing before we headed over to an armchair. I sat down and had my eldest daughter mount my prick, sinking her tight-shaved cunt into my raging pole. She rode me gently, her firm titties in my face, allowing me to suck on her stiff nipples. Tori was stroking my hair and panting with pleasure as she rose up and down on my rampant cock, her cunt tight and wet. I licked at her tits, sucking and lapping at them while I reached around and popped a finger up her ass, which certainly thrilled the young lady. Eventually, the respective fuckings that were going on came to a halt as us participants grew tired. No cock had yet spit its load, so we staggered to our feet. It was evident that before dinner there was to be more screwing. I had not fucked Ricky's young bum today, and he in turn had not fucked Emily. So we arranged ourselves appropriately to resolve this. Emily sat on the armchair and I just fucked her sister in, and spreading her skinny preteen legs, exposing her tight cunt, which Ricky knelt down and fucked his cock into with eagerness. I got down behind Ricky and entered his bum, sliding all the way into his tight rectum and inspiring the 14-year-old fucker to shaft his little sister's cunt with fast, sharp thrusts, all of us grunting in pleasure. On the floor nearby, in front of the fire, Tori fitted a strap-on dildo under her waist, a shiny chrome one about 9 inches in length. Judy got on her knees and elbows, while Joel mounted her from behind, sliding his little dick into his mother's anus, while Tori got in behind him and eased the long, greased dildo up her kid brother's behind. Sandwiched between the two women, Joel was in heaven, pumping his hips and fucking his mother up the ass while his own rear was penetrated by the phallus worn by his horny sister. It didn't take long for the little boy to come, squirting his seed deep into Judy's bowels. Tori shafting Joel's ass long and deep to prolong the little one's orgasm. They broke up and relaxed on the floor, half paying attention to Emily, Ricky, and me, and half paying attention to the TV. The video was now showing of a different family. Currently on the screen, an Asian girl of 12 was being fucked in her cunt by her father and in her ass by her elder brother, while the mother pissed on the compact trio. I was too busy to watch this video, as I sped up my pelvic thrusts while deeply ass-fucking young Ricky, who was panting with pleasure while he fucked young Emily's cunt. The boy lost his seed shortly, clamping his lips to his sister's and shoving his tongue down her throat while he fired his boiling cum deep up her young womb. This inspired my own climax, and with a cry of pleasure, I pumped Ricky's tight bum full of my salty cum. We all caught our breath and relaxed, vaguely paying attention to the porn video as we lounged about on the floor and recovered from our strenuous activities. I felt faintly aroused once again, but I decided to put off another fucking as I was beginning to feel fucking starved. Everyone else agreed with my suggestion to have dinner, and we all got dressed and cooked up a big family meal. In the evening, darkness had descended outside. We were all sat around on the sofa and armchairs, watching the evening's TV and fire crackling warmly. For once, sex was not prominent in our current thoughts, as we sat around like a normal, innocent family. We always had plenty of cannabis on hand, and while we smoked a few joints, me getting through 5 of them, which made me feel pleasantly stoned and increasingly horny as Joel cuddled up to me. As the evening grew on, I began to reach down inside his pants and cup his little buttocks, lightly fingering the 10-year-old's smooth little ass, while he in turn reached over and stroked my cock through my jeans. Despite all the ass-fucking he'd received over the course of the day, he was still frisky and hungry for sodomy, and I decided to satisfy those urges. At 10:30, I announced I was going off to bed. Joel leapt up and took my hand, urging me to take him with me. "Sure, kid," I said, standing up. "Anyone else fancy coming to bed with me?" "I will," Tori replied, stubbing out a nice fat reefer she'd been puffing on. "Fancy joining me in bed, Mum?" Ricky asked Judy, who was rubbing his thigh. "Most certainly," the horny 40-year-old mother answered, kissing our son. "Give me a good hard fuck before sleep." "And me," Emily said, also leaning in and kissing Ricky. "I need lots of cum pumped in me. I'm feeling extra horny just thinking about the nice gangbang I had with Joel today." "Pity we didn't tape it," Joel commented, while I patted his bum, making him shiver excitedly like a randy little girl. "We'll tape the next one," I said. "Will there be another one then?" asked Emily. "Sure," I replied. "I don't know when, but we'll get something arranged, and we'll tape all of it and jack off to it at home." "Come on, Daddy," Joel whined, rubbing up against me. "I need a good bum fucking. Let's go." "Okay," I sighed, "you impatient little slut. Come on, Tori. Coming?" "Sure," my eldest daughter said, getting up. She wore a tight white shirt, almost see-through, and revealing the outline of her black bra. She also had on a pair of denim cutoffs that showed off her long, firm legs. I kissed my wife and other kids goodnight then. With Tori and Joel following me behind, I left the room, hurried up the stairs to bed. Ricky, meanwhile, going to bed with his mom and little sister. Naked on my large bed with all the lights on in the room, burning brightly, I lay Tori down on her back and proceeded to kiss her all over. Joel joined me, too. We kissed and licked and nibbled that lovely 16-year-old body, her nipples and clit receiving particular attention. I took the lead in spreading Tori's legs and licking her cunt, digging my tongue up into her cunt and soon bringing her off to a gentle climax, Tori moaning in pleasure into Joel's mouth, who was kissing his big sister throughout the girl's orgasm. Then I took a pillow, and I pushed it under Tori's lower back so that her cunt was raised a little. Kneeling, I eased into her cunt, sliding my hard, long dick up into her clasping cunt. The girl sighed with pleasure. "That's fantastic, Dad," she purred. "Fuck my cunt, Daddy. Right up in me. Oh, I gently fucked with long, deep strokes, my daughter stroking her tits. "Don't come, though, Dad," Joel said. "I want an ass fucking soon." "Don't worry, honey," I told him, kissing the tender young boy's lips. "I'll save myself for you." "Hey, Joel," said Tori. "Come here and let me lick your asshole out. I'll get you nice and lubricated." Without hesitation, the boy squatted over Tori, and the girl began to rim his bum. Joel facing me so I could see his face flutter with delight as his sister's tongue probed his ass. Meanwhile, I continued to fuck Tori's shaved cunt, my dick glistening with juice on the outstrokes. After 5 minutes, I pulled out of my daughter's cunt and moved aside. Joel got up off from Tori's face, and after briefly sucking my dick, he got in between Tori's spread legs and shoved his hard, bald dick into her cunt. Then I got up behind the horny preteen lad and pushed my throbbing cock deep up into his asshole. Joel quivered with pleasure, his tight shitter swallowing up my entire shaft, my thick cockhead pushing right up into his bowels while he rapidly thrust his prick in and out of Tori. "Oh, fuck me, Dad," he panted. "Yeah, fuck my ass." Tori cried out shortly as she was hit by another climax, Joel's hands rubbing her nipples as he fucked her hot slit. The bedspring squeaked as we all screwed passionately and energetically. When we eventually moved apart, Tori requested a double fucking, me and Joel, and we were only happy to oblige. I lay on my back holding my rigid cock upright so Tori could impale her cunt onto it, mounting me and taking my whole cock up her wet slit. Then she leaned forward, reached around to spread her cheeks at young Joel, who quickly got in behind her. His bald little dick was stiff and pulsing erectly, and the child squeezed it up into his sister's asshole. Tori cried out with pleasure while she was double-fucked, and then she fell into kissing me hard while I stroked her tits, the teenager being thrust up and down on my body with the force of mine and Joel's pelvic thrusts. After 15 minutes, we brought her off to another orgasm, Tori almost fainting as she slumped over my chest while the two cocks were driving up into her lower holes. Joel hit his climax too, sputtering obscenities as he closed his eyes and slammed his young dick deep into Tori's bowels and fired his sperm there. We moved apart and Joel got on his hands and knees to take advantage of me still having not come yet. I obligingly slid my throbbing cock up into his tight ass while Tori sat in front of the boy and spread her legs. A considerate brother, Joel ate out Tori's cunt and frigged her clit, all the while his butt being fucked roughly by my cock. My orgasm was rising, but I figured that little Joel had been getting more than his fair share of my sperm. It was his ass I'd come in that morning, so I eased out of his butt and repositioned my children. Tori was on her hands and knees, and I pushed my dick into her ass, lodging myself to the hilt in that charming young girl's butt. Then I had Joel stand and bend over next to me, his delicate ass in my face, so I could rim his dilated ass while I buggered his sister. For 5 minutes, I held off my orgasm before I finally ran out of willpower. I thrust hard, shoving my dick right up into Tori's rectum, where my sticky cum joined Joel's. All the while, I was pushing my tongue up into Joel's tight ass, the boy delighted with his rim job. As I wiggled my tongue to push it up as far as it would go into the little boy's butt, while pumping out the last of my semen into Tori's guts. We moved apart. We were very tired, and I turned off the lights. Except for a lamp by the bed, we opted to smoke a joint each. That ended up reviving us somewhat, mine and Joel's cock stiffening, helped on by Tori, who licked and sucked us back to full working order once more. For another hour, we screwed, switching positions and adopting different tactics, cocks being pushed in and out of assholes, mouths, and cunts. Joel and myself finished off by jacking each other's cocks while kneeling on either side of Tori, who lay on her back, frigging her cunt with her brother and father's pricks being wanked over her face. The sperm soon flowed, thick jizz pumping out and coating Tori's face, and she loved it, swallowing the sperm that landed in her open mouth, while her face and hair became sticky with cum. Joel and me still pumping each other's pricks in our fists while we watched Tori's face become more and more splattered. 10 minutes later, we were all fast asleep in the dark. I was looking forward to tomorrow to see what further delights were in store for me. I was the luckiest dad in the world.